has a podcast, Miss Survivor Selection Show. And now, here's the guy who's so excited, he bears a remarkable resemblance to David Healy right now, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome, everyone. This is the Rob Has a Podcast, Miss Survivor Top 5 Selection Show. I'm Rob Cesternino, alongside Nicole.
Hello.
Nicole, this is very exciting.
I'm a bit grossed out right now.
Why?
You're David Healy.
Oh, that was like so 1 minute ago.
I'm not allowed to talk then, though.
Yes. Why?
During the intro.
During the intro, that's right. Yes. How dare you say you're grossed out? That is so not your reaction.
Oh, that's so 1 minute ago.
That is so not your reaction. Anyway, everyone, very happy to have you on board. This is a very exciting night in the history of Rob Has a Podcast and the world.
Definitely the world.
I am in my tuxedo, mm-hmm. Nicole in her evening gown, and it's one of the most important nights we've ever had on the show, because tonight, after we had so many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of votes.
Millions of votes.
No, I don't know if there were millions. The votes have been counted.
Yes.
And we are going to be speaking with Kaz Kazdrowski, the same man who tallied the votes for the top 20 Survivor player competition.
I hope he's a good counter.
He is the best.
Have you tested him?
I've tested him in the summer when we had a contest for who are the top 20 Survivor players.
I hope it was accurate.
Counted all the ballots.
Uh-huh.
This, we're going to get a final tally from him.
Okay.
The number was over 1,000 about 2 days in.
Right.
So I don't know how many. I asked Kaz how it was going. He said, "You have too many fans."
Never too many fans.
But he's been tallying the votes all week.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to talk to Kaz in just a minute, mm-hmm. and get into the top five. Just to set things up, and then after this, we are going to reach out. We're going to do an interview with every one of the contestants, whether that is one mass interview, a debate, mm-hmm. or separate interviews. That remains to be seen.
Uh-huh. Well, people are requesting a bikini contest.
A bikini contest, again, that everything's on the table,
yes.
but we have to talk to the Miss Survivor contestants. It depends how bad they want it.
Okay.
That's really what it's going to come down to.
I think some of them really want it bad.
Some of them want it bad.
Mm-hmm.
So we will figure that all out.
Some of them might wear a thong bikini. They want it that bad.
Whoa. All right. So we will figure that out as we go.
Yes.
So we're not gonna get too much into any promotion or anything like that. All we're going to say is if you want to keep up with the details of the Miss Survivor competition, I'm sure we're going to have a lot of new listeners. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Rob Cesternino. And that's the easy one. Or follow Nicole on Twitter at Nicole Loves Shoes and watch the spelling on that.
Yeah.
it's a little tricky.
Sorry, Nicole Cesternino didn't fit.
Yeah. And also, we're going to take questions from the audience for the second part of this. So you're going to want to make sure you like our Facebook fan page. Search for Rob Has a Podcast on Facebook.
Yes. And I think people were searching too much on Google. The Miss Survivor Rob Has a Podcast, that Google was shut down yesterday.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
I don't know if Google was shut down yesterday. I don't know about that.
You know what I'm getting at, though.
Yes. And then on Friday night, if you're listening to this on Friday, join us live for the next edition of Rob Has a Lovecast, our dating and relationship advice live video show.
The show that will guarantee you to get laid.
Nicole's saying that. I'd like to get that guarantee from Nicole.
There's no guarantee.
If I watch it,
you have to call in.
Anyway, go to Rob Has a Website, and that is on Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and that's going to be a lot of fun. All right, so let us get Mr. Bean Counter on the line.
The Kaz Kazdrowski. Yes.
Only Jeff Probst tallies more votes than Kaz.
He has a lot less votes.
Yes, and he has a lot less votes to tally.
Uh-huh. But I bet it's more dramatic when Jeff does it.
Kaz, hello? Is this Kaz Kazdrowski?
This is Kaz Kazdrowski. Is this Rob Cesternino?
Yes, it is.
And Nicole.
How you guys doing?
We're great.
Good.
How are you?
Fantastic. I got to admit, though, I'm a little under the weather. I woke up sick today.
No.
So I'll apologize in advance if any of my sniffling or throat clearing gets on the air. I'll do my best to mute as quickly as possible.
Yes, we appreciate that.
Did all this counting make you sick?
It did. I think that's what it was, actually. I was fine up until this morning, so I think counting this many ballots just made me crazy a little bit.
Were you still able to get into your tuxedo?
Just barely. Just barely. But okay. I'm
we'll
ready.
Take it.
I'm prepared. I'm here all dressed up. I am in a tuxedo, actually. I hope you guys are as well.
Yes, we are. We are dressed very formally, and mm-hmm. this is a very big night. This is like the morning that the Oscar nominations come out.
Yes.
Oh, I think it's 10 times bigger than that, Rob.
Oh, obviously. Well, just like that, people around the world are waiting to hear these results. I could not imagine the outpouring of people who were interested in the Miss Survivor competition when we first announced it.
Right.
But it has taken on a life of its own.
It really has. And I love it.
Yes, and you love it. Cobbs, do you have a total number for us of the number of ballots cast for Miss Survivor?
I do. It's actually, I'm counting the real ballots. I got a significant amount of people trying to send in multiple ballots. I had one person send in at least 40. But not counting those, we had 1,468 legitimate ballots.
Legitimate ballots.
Yes.
So the one that was 40 times, was that the same ballot over and over again, or you could tell by the IP address?
I could tell because the person didn't seem to care much about changing it around. I mean, they would change the players, but they had the same like lowercase spelling on each one. And I must have sent them 3 emails saying, please stop sending in ballots. And they just changed their IP address and send it in again.
Okay. So I want everybody to know this is totally on the level. Nicole and I do not know the results.
We have no clue.
This is how this happened. I set up the form on the website. When the form was hit, when you hit submit on the form, it got emailed to Kaz. And now have you had to just throw that email address away?
Pretty much, yeah. I had to set up a dummy email just for this and the last contest.
So you have gotten all of the responses. Now, if I wanted to, I could manually go in and look at that, you know, when they come in. But I did not sit there and count the 1,400 votes on my own. So I don't know the results.
Yeah, all I can say is I'm an honest guy. I may have some favorites, but I'll say I put in quite a bit of time counting these. There was no reason for me to dupe them, so I'm completely on the level with you guys.
So, Kaz, I just want to get, before we go any further, I just want to get you on the record as being totally on the level. So if we could swear you in as the official vote counter.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right hand on the Bible.
Yes, on the microphone. I state your name.
I.
And then you,
Kaz.
Yes. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To uphold the integrity.
To uphold the integrity.
Of the Miss Survivor competition.
Of the Miss Survivor competition.
And I promise.
And I promise.
Any failure on my part.
Any failure on my part.
To do so.
To do so.
May I never.
May I never.
Use any of my reproductive organs.
Use any of my reproductive organs.
Your wiener.
For anything recreational.
For anything recreational.
As long as I may live.
As long as I may live.
Okay. I think we are sworn in now.
Yes. And if you go against this, we're sending Rupert after you.
Rupert?
Oh, I really don't want that.
Why Rupert?
Because no one wants Rupert to come after them.
Yeah,
he's the most frightening person ever.
Did you hear that, lobbyists in Indiana? Okay. Sorry. We don't want to digress.
Yes, yes. Focus.
All right, Kaz. Now I'm very excited. So what we're going to do here tonight is we're going to announce the top five in no particular order.
Oh, no order?
No particular order. We are not going to reveal the number of votes that each contestant got because now... This is in round two, the voting is wide open, clean slate, and then it's just these five women are going to be up against each other.
So we're not going to know who the favorite is and who just made it?
Right, we're not going to know.
That's
but
not fun.
Then Kaz is going to have some other interesting facts about some women outside of the top
five.
Okay,
that'll be interesting.
All right, so Kaz, start us off here. I guess the first thing I'd like to know is how many different women received votes in the Miss Survivor competition?
You know, it's interesting. Before you called, I was trying to calculate how many women have been on the show. And I want to say it's like, I think I came up with 180 or somewhere around there. we had 151 women receive at least one vote. And that doesn't include Tyson, who also received at least one vote in this contest.
Okay. Well, a lot of people did vote for Tyson. We'll find out later on if he made it into the top five. I know there's a lot of suspense.
People have a lot of preferences.
People have
a lot of preferences.
Yeah. So 151 out of 180, is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, I'd hate to be the 30 that didn't get a vote.
29.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get it.
Did Nicole receive votes in the competition?
Yes. She received 13 votes, which I got to say, I was a little disappointed. I think she should have received about 10 times that many.
Oh, well, thank you, Kyle.
A little disappointed, but I would have voted for Nicole had she been eligible.
Oh,
watch it,
you.
Buddy.
But it's still more than the 29 who didn't get
any votes. That is good.
Yes.
And Rob, you know I have a history of proposing to women on podcasts, but I will refrain as much as I want to. I'll respect you on this one.
Yeah.
Oh, disappointing.
Okay. So the rules that we set in place for Miss Survivor is that so Kaz is going to give us each of the five women one at a time. Then we'll have a little bit of a discussion about each
one.
Well,
yay or nay.
Well, I don't think we'll nay anybody. But we'll discuss their chances and their potential campaign and whether or not they'll be interested in competing.
Okay.
And then from there, we will contact them off the air and see if they're open.
We should contact them on the air.
Well, we'll see. Eventually we will. Mm-hmm. We'll see if they're open to an interview. And then we will set that up. And if possible, we would love to have the debate take place.
Yes.
But again, this is really going to depend on how interested the Miss Survivor contestants are in being named for Miss Survivor.
And the bikini contest.
All of them turn down an interview.
I win.
Then you win. But then we'll just let people vote on the top five.
Yes.
But I think, judging from taking the temperature on the Twitter, I think the women are interested.
I think they are.
And I don't normally say that sentence.
Towards the end, they started scrambling.
There was some scrambling.
Yes.
And let me say, it worked, too, because I noticed, without giving anything away, there were certain women who were campaigning, and I noticed a lot more votes coming in after they started campaigning. So it definitely did make a difference for those women who tried to get votes in this contest.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A little lesson as we head into round two. The campaigning works.
Campaigning works.
Now, I hope that we're not going to see any negative attack ads between any of the Miss Survivor contestants.
Although, that would be quite interesting. I think we should feed into that.
Yes. All right, Kaz, do you have any tidbits for us before we dive into the main course?
I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, I thought we could maybe start with some women who were outside of the top five or top ten that I thought maybe finished a little higher, a little lower than I would have guessed.
Okay.
We can certainly go that route if you guys are interested.
Well,
in that.
I would not like to cannibalize anybody that if I'm playing along at home, I have my list of who I think is in the top five. So don't give us anybody who we thought might be in the top five but didn't. But maybe people that we didn't think were going to be close, but somehow ended up in the, top 20 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I may even stay away from the top 20. We don't want to get too crazy. But, I could start with a couple women who I thought finished a little higher than I would have expected. The big one had a lot of fans, finishing in 55th place, Deb Eaton. Deb had a lot of fans in this contest. She got a ton of first place votes, believe it or not.
Wow. 55th place out of 151 for Deb Eaton.
Yeah, there's a Survivor woman for everybody.
Yeah, not for anything. Deb Eaton was on Survivor 10 years ago. So, and has really, to my knowledge, outside of the Survivor Australia finale, has never given an interview about Survivor.
Well, apparently she doesn't
since that
need to.
Time. But she's burned a special place in our memory.
Yes.
Yes. And,
She seems to have a lot of fans, even though I don't think she'd be interested in our fans, unless, of course, her son listens to this podcast.
You see what he did? Yes. Or maybe they're just Boardwalk Empire fans.
Ooh.
Of course.
Yes. All right. Who else? What other notables jumped out at you?
One of my favorites who got a little more respect than I thought she would is Sally from Panama. Always thought she was very attractive, seemed like a cool girl. She finished in 36th place.
Wow. Oh,
wow.
Well, I think that Dalton Ross does a lot to keep her memory alive. He is often speaking about her and her knee socks.
You gotta love the knee socks, right, Rob?
Rob's a big fan of the knee socks.
I do like them. Other than the fact that she was blonde and had knee socks, I could not tell you one other piece of information about her.
Yeah.
But maybe she needs like a website to sell these knee socks.
Sallyskneesocks.com.
Maybe. Sally's socks.
Yeah. Sally's sexy socks.
Whoa. So that was, she had 36, you said?
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty good.
And then a third one from a recent season. One that I did not expect would get this much love, but I got to say I'm a fan of her as well, and that is Dawn Meehan,
yes.
Fan of Rob Has a Podcast.
Mama Dawn.
Yes, where did she
finish? She finished in 30th place.
Very
good. Okay, the
very
top
good,
30
Dawn.
For Dawn.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well done for Dawn.
Well done.
Well done. that's very good. This is very. I'm so excited. Did you have any other interesting tidbits, or do you want to jump in?
I can tell you a couple women that finished maybe a little lower than I would have expected.
Okay, no spoilers here. No
spoilers.
Okay, I trust your judgment.
One of my absolute favorites finished a little lower than I would have hoped, and that is Corinne Kaplan, all the way down in 39th place.
Oh, well. Corinne, she did not campaign.
Did not campaign.
I think a little campaigning might have helped Corinne.
Yes.
It would have been very, very interesting.
I don't think 39th place is that bad, but Dawn beat you.
I guess so.
I don't know. For me, when I was making my list, I had Corinne in my top 10. I think she's a blast type of girl you'd go out and have a beer with. I think she's
definitely
way too low at 39.
Now, where would Nicole have placed with her 13 votes?
I looked this up, and I feel bad even saying it.
Oh.
I believe it was 68th place.
Okay, but that's not bad.
That's not bad.
It's too low. It's way too low. Let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I wasn't even on the show.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I mean, you beat out
a lot of people.
I mean, there's 180 women. You beat out 100 and
like almost half.
Yeah, 119 women who were actually on the show.
Yeah, take that.
So yeah,
and you do have more to do with Survivor than most of them as well.
True.
That is true. Okay, well that's sad for Corinne.
Yeah.
And then one other woman who I felt finished way too low. Dare I even say, I believe this is one of Rob's favorites, even though I'm sure he will deny that. One of the most beautiful women to ever be on the show, Sydney Wheeler in 23rd place.
Wow.
Really?
Well, I did think she had a lot of grassroots support for Sydney Wheeler, but she seems to be somebody who would not really be a candidate for Miss Survivor since that I don't think she says or does anything about Survivor.
Yes.
I've never met her, and I don't think I ever will.
On certain message boards, they were very much for Sydney, but I think if they weren't posting on the message board and actually voting, she would have done better.
I'm not a Survivor sex poster, but I was reading the thread about this, and she did finish higher than Sierra, and as a Sierra hater, I was thrilled to see that.
Sierra was very much talked about on the message boards.
Okay. I'm sure she often is.
Yeah, well, for this contest.
Yeah. So, Sydney is very pretty.
She's pretty hot.
Yes. But alas, she will not be advancing to round two.
Sorry, Sydney.
And then, if we wanted to have a little discussion about one of the other grassroots candidates who unfortunately did not crack the top five, as much as I hate to say it, Tyson Apostle will not be in the finale for the Survivor.
Oh, no. Where did Tyson place on your list?
Tyson was getting a lot of votes, and I wasn't counting them quite as they came in, so I actually thought he did have a good shot. But his campaign seemed to tail off a little bit, and he finished in 26th place.
That's still pretty good. That's pretty good for Tyson.
That's pretty good. Yeah. He's in that Dawn Meehan ballpark. Did Tyson campaign?
I don't think he did.
See, I think that might have helped.
It might have helped, yeah.
Might have helped. Okay, well, that's good. Then we don't have a controversy on our hands.
Although he would have looked good in a bikini.
Maybe next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would have been a fun candidate, but yeah, it's unfortunate that he didn't make the top five.
Yes.
Yes. And is Miss Survivor, is this for life, Miss Survivor, or next January is Miss Survivor 2013?
I think this is for life. You can't have a new pageant every year with everybody.
I don't know. I feel like there should be. I feel like Miss Survivor should be forced to defend her title at least once a year. Maybe we have like the number one candidate, and it's like boxing,
mm-hmm.
or like at WrestleMania, the champion has to defend their crown every year.
Okay.
Maybe. We'll have a number one contender maybe for next year. We'll have some sort of a face-off.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
So stupid. Let's see how this year goes.
Yeah.
All right, Kaz. All right. Nicole would like to get the show on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So we would love to hear the first person to advance to round two of Miss Survivor.
All right, let's get it started. Mm-hmm. So as we said, 1,468 ballots coming in, and the first woman to claim a spot in the top five in no particular order is Parvati Shallow.
Okay.
Yay for Parvati.
Congratulations to Parvati.
Oh, I can't wait to tell her.
Yes. Well, Parvati, she did run a bit of a campaign.
Parvati wants this. I spoke to her, and she wants this. She wants the title of Miss Survivor.
Okay. Well, we have seen before, if there is something that Parvati wants, she has a way of getting what she wants.
What Parvati wants, Parvati gets.
And it is going to be very interesting to see how the other competition treats her.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit like she's a bit of a Mitt Romney in this field right now,
yeah,
where we may see the other four people team up to take her down. I would have to say she is the odds-on favorite at this point.
She's going to be tough to beat.
But we'll see.
Is there going to be an alliance formed against her?
That's what I'm saying. I think I could see the other four candidates gang up on her a bit and try to sully her name.
Yeah.
This is going to be very interesting. I don't want to know what the voting percentages were, because I think that would sort of ruin the fun.
Uh-huh.
But this is going to be very, very interesting to watch. What do you think, Kaz? Well,
I think she's a very good candidate. She was on my top five. I love Parvati. I think she's a great player. Great ambassador for the game, obviously very attractive. I think she's, one of the ideal candidates that, when we were starting to put this contest together, it was, is there really any way that Parvati's not at least in the discussion for the top five? So I don't think it's too surprising that she made it. I think she's definitely a serious candidate to take this thing down. And it'll be interesting to see just how much she campaigns and how well she does at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's got about 20,000 followers on Twitter. So you really get, she's going to be a force to be reckoned with here.
She is going to be a force to be reckoned with, and it's just going to come down to how effectively can she run her campaign.
I have no doubts that Parvati is going to work this.
Okay. We'll see what happens. I mean, as far as the criteria for Miss Survivor,
mm-hmm,
if you go down your checklist, aesthetically pleasing.
Yes.
Check.
Mm-hmm.
The Survivor resume.
Check.
Check.
Mm-hmm.
An ambassador of the program.
Check.
Check. What else? What was the other criteria?
Man, nothing else matters.
Yeah. And just overall congeniality.
Check.
Check. I
don't know about you guys, but I factored in island hotness as well.
She does have the island hotness too.
Yes.
Not everybody has that.
Not everybody has that.
Well, some people don't have the city hotness.
Yes. Some people are only attractive on the island. Mm-hmm. Some people only attractive off the island.
Right.
So this is going to be very interesting. And we'll have to see if, if there's any rivalries that show up here now between Parvati and anybody
else.
Bring
out the claws.
Yeah. So this is very exciting.
Yes.
So
I wish we could call her right now and put her on speaker, but she's at the 180 premiere.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
That's tonight.
It's tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, at least I'm doing something cool.
Yes.
I wish I was there. No offense.
Keep telling yourselves
here,
that.
Not here, Kaz? What's up with that?
Yes. All right. So, Parvati, congratulations on your nomination.
Well deserved. Well deserved, my friend.
Yes. And let's hear our second nominee.
All right. Taking the second spot in the top five, again, in no particular order, is someone you've played with, Rob, Jenna Maraska.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Another good one.
Whoa. All right. So, Jenna Maraska, congratulations to J-Mo. that's what I call her. Congratulations, Jenna.
Uh-huh.
You have advanced to round two of the Miss Survivor competition, competing against your friend,
uh-huh,
Parvati.
And they're also together tonight at the 180 premiere.
Oh!
Uh-uh, not going to be friends for too much longer.
Things got a little uncomfortable, and it's not once the film started. So this is going to be very interesting. Okay, so Jenna, you know,
she's gonna work it too. She's feisty.
Another woman who knows a bit about pageants. Mm-hmm. She is competed in was it Miss Pennsylvania?
I believe it was Miss Pennsylvania
or Miss Teen Pennsylvania.
Miss
Pennsylvania. Sorry, I'm gonna.
I believe it was Miss Pennsylvania.
Maybe Wikipedia is back up at this point. We could check that out.
I think she was Miss Hawaiian Tropic.
By the way, Rob has a wiki. Did not go down yesterday.
Oh.
We stayed up.
Good.
Because people needed information.
Obviously, they had to vote.
Yes. So a very interesting field so far. And two people that you supported. Now, I wonder how big is the Nicole endorsement?
I think that the Nicole endorsement played a huge deal in this.
We'll have to see.
People listen to me.
And then, will Nicole endorse a candidate in the finals? That's going to be the real question.
That's going to be hard for me.
Rob has stayed agnostic.
Yes.
I have not endorsed any candidates.
I will endorse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But they're going to have to give me something in order for me to endorse them.
What do you want?
I'm not sure.
What are you, like a dirty politician?
I am a dirty politician.
Oh, my goodness. Cause... let's check out our checklist for Jenna Maraska.
Okay, let's
all right, let's aesthetically pleasing.
Definitely a check.
All right, what about a ambassador of the game?
I think you definitely have to consider her a huge ambassador for the game at this point. Certainly one of the biggest.
Survivor resume.
She won.
Excellent. She's a former winner. You know, played twice. You know, second time was obviously a little iffy with her mother and the whole situation. But I think, you know, she's someone who we could certainly see out there a third time as well.
Island hotness.
Absolutely. I mean, how could you not consider her island hot when her and Heidi are bathing in the Amazon River
and naked on perches?
That didn't hurt either. Yeah.
Will we
be giving her chocolate and peanut butter for this contest?
I don't know.
It's not that kind of contest, Kaz.
Well, if she's listening, Jenna, that would not hurt your campaign one bit.
Okay. So a little bit of a trend here. Two nominees, two winners.
Mm-hmm, two sexy winners.
We'll have to see just how much that Survivor resume meant to the voters.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kaz, how about our third nominee?
The third person taking a spot in the top five. Amanda Kimmel.
Get out.
Whoa. Whoa. All right. Wow. Now things just got interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda Kimmel, a three-time Survivor player.
Three-time loser.
Well, two-time Survivor finalist.
Uh-huh.
Now, hopefully, there won't be too many people that use the speech to determine their vote for the finals.
Oh, I think it counts.
Because Amanda is not one of the best orators.
Uh-huh.
Her oral skills have come into question two times before on Survivor.
That's not what
easy, Rob.
Her finals appearances were not considered to be some of the best in Survivor history. Not up to par, mm-hmm. or up to par, as we saw.
Not up to par.
Heroes versus Fans versus Favorites.
Fans versus Favorites. He gets confused.
Those verses throw me off.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be very interesting now, especially there's a bit of history here between Amanda and Parvati.
There'll be an alliance forming against Amanda.
Against Amanda. Now, the big question is going to be, will Amanda accept an invitation into the Miss Survivor finals?
That is the question.
Yes.
And how do we
even get in contact with Amanda is the question.
I am sure that through various back channels, mm-hmm. we will be able to get in contact with Amanda.
We do have connections.
We do have enough connections. The question is, will she accept the phone call?
Mm-hmm.
And is she interested?
So if she declines, do we induct the next person, or is that spot wide open?
No, we said that we will just be a final four.
So it makes the chances better for the next four.
It will improve the chances of the other players.
Okay.
Kaz, you agree with that? Does that sound logic?
It sounds fine to me.
Yes.
Well, and based on that, I not to get on my soapbox too much, but I don't know if you remember, I said this on the Top 20 podcast, and I'll say it again. I hate Amanda. She sucks. She's absolutely terrible. I don't know why she's in the top five. It was extremely disappointing. Uh-huh. I hope she doesn't even involve herself in this contest.
Yeah. I hear she talks to her pet lion.
Guys, you're supposed to be our judge.
You're supposed to be neutral.
Yes.
You're Switzerland.
I can't help it. When you start talking about Amanda and how she fits into this contest, you know, she's not someone who would crack my top 100 in this. I think she gets a lot of votes because she is very attractive, but she sucks. She's just awful. All right, I can't stand her.
I've never met her in real life. So let's check out our checklist here. Aesthetically pleasing.
She's more aesthetically pleasing on the island.
Yes. Yeah, so island hotness, check.
Uh-huh. City hotness, not so much.
Mediocre.
Yeah.
I don't think mediocre is the right. Maybe not as stunning, but to say mediocre, it makes, like, if you just saw her walking down the street, you would say, oh, this is just an average person.
And if you saw her walking down the street, you might think she was on The Walking Dead because she looks like a zombie.
Oh, come on, Kaz. You're hurting your credibility here.
Fair enough.
Okay.
The Walking Dead. I don't even know what that means. Survivor resume.
It's debatable. Debatable.
I mean, basically, her Survivor resume is Russell, but better.
She's going to have to give a good debate during the debate.
I mean, if you say that Russell is a Survivor Hall of Famer, now, again, how they got there is a little different.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, if Russell is a two-time finalist and then he's out third.
Right.
And she is a two-time runner-up and then she at least makes the jury
right.
on a third season.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's a pretty impressive resume.
For the record, they
on
both
paper,
did finish
yes.
second and third. She didn't finish second twice.
Okay. Boy.
I'm going to keep knocking her. I'm sorry.
did somebody named Amanda also go to high school with you, Kaz? Is there like, has to be some reason why you hate her so much. She couldn't have done anything to you.
No, I just feel, as a fan of the show, I feel like she is consistently the most overrated player simply because she got to the end twice as a goat both times.
So, this Amanda, what about as an ambassador of the game?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so, because she's never been on this podcast.
Uh-huh.
And that's usually a good criteria. If you're an ambassador of the game, you tend to appear on this podcast.
Right.
For the most part.
Yes.
Now, does she come to the Survivor finale parties or anything like that?
I have
We've only seen her at one party, and that was the when after Parvati won, CBS threw a party.
Yeah, there was like a party like after the fact in LA after Fans versus Favorites, and she was there, but I did not interact with her then.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We will reach out to Amanda Kimmel on my Survivor honor, on my podcasting honor. In the name of all things holy, I will reach out to Amanda Kimmel. And maybe she listens.
She definitely does.
She might just be a lurker.
She definitely does, yeah.
And we will get a hold of her.
She's a troll.
We will ask her to compete in the Miss Survivor finals.
Yes.
So Amanda, welcome.
Congratulations. This is a big honor.
And I think it would be in your best interest to accept this nomination into the finals of Miss Survivor.
Yes.
Because what else do you have going on?
Oh,
right, Amanda?
Come on.
Wasn't she in Blue Crush too?
Yes.
We didn't hear from her after that.
Her co-star. So again, she'll have to share the spotlight with Parvati.
Yep. Again.
Again. This could be redemption.
I doubt it.
Amanda Kimmel, welcome to your own Redemption Island. Mm-hmm. This is your chance to beat Parvati.
It's not gonna happen.
It could happen. Payback is a bitch.
Yeah.
Kaz, I set you up there.
I tried to lay off that one. It was almost too easy.
Okay. All right. Who is our fourth nominee for the Miss Survivor Finals?
Well, I'll say the remaining two I won't be ripping on at all. I'm a fan of both.
Okay.
So all my negativity is out of the way. So taking the fourth spot in the Miss Survivor finale is Courtney Yates.
Yay!
Whoa!
That's actually surprising.
Yes, this is surprising.
Uh-huh.
So congratulations to Courtney. Did Courtney campaign at all?
She did not campaign.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
See, do you think Courtney will accept the invitation to the Miss Survivor competition?
I think Courtney will accept. I think she would be very pleased with this nomination. I mean, who wouldn't?
Yes.
Amanda.
Well, we'll see. So now two people that played with Amanda and were also got more votes than her in the finals in Courtney and Parvati. This could be fun. Now, I feel like now we have to have the debate now if Courtney is involved.
Oh, Courtney's going to be good. She's going to be really good.
Courtney will be good in the debate. She will.
So will this make Steven Mr. Survivor?
If Courtney were to be crowned Miss Survivor, that would make Steven Mr. Survivor.
Mr. Survivor.
Yes. So this is a lot on the line here.
Yeah.
This is not a joke.
It's no joke, buddy.
This is no joke. Very exciting for Courtney.
I'm very excited for Courtney. I love Courtney.
This is a real wild card that she could certainly polarize the voting public with one quip.
Oh, yeah.
And it could be, she could sway the vote one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. So is Courtney the underdog so far?
I mean, I don't want to rank the field and, you know, I'm not talking about Suri. But
you're so stupid.
It depends what, you know, what you're into.
Yeah.
It does.
Yes, it does.
Cause
and she strikes me as the type of girl who could run away with the highest number of first place votes because she does have a lot of fans. She's, you know, real sassy, and I think she could seriously garner some serious votes in this contest.
Oh, for sure.
She certainly could galvanize the fan base.
I think she would wear the sash well, too.
Yes. the checklist. Courtney, aesthetically pleasing.
Check.
An ambassador of the game.
Check.
Now, use your teeth.
She goes in waves.
But I don't think she's not an ambassador of the game.
She's been on the podcast.
She has been on the podcast. I mean, she watches the show. She comments about the show.
Yes.
I think
she does podcasts about the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Her longtime boyfriend writes a blog about the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an ambassador of the show.
That does sound like criteria.
That sounds like a ambassadorness.
Okay, check.
I think having Steven on her side is a huge bonus in this situation as well.
Huge, because nobody will have a Mr. Survivor in their corner who will support them as much as...
I think Ethan...
But I don't think Ethan will openly campaign.
I think he might.
He might.
I think Ethan might.
He might, but I don't know if Ethan...
I think Ethan would love the title of Mr. Survivor as well.
He would love the title of Mr. Survivor. I don't think that he will... If you're saying... Who is going to campaign more, Ethan or Steven?
Mm-hmm.
Check Twitter and check out how many tweets Ethan has in the last week. And then check out how many tweets Steven has in the last week.
I think Steven has the record for most tweets per minute.
maybe out of the survivors.
Yes.
But and out of the male survivors, we'll say. And male
survivors, and close second.
And we'll also qualify one more time: male survivors who were on the show for more than two episodes.
True.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I think that Steven could really drum up support for Courtney.
Absolutely. I think Steven will be more than thrilled.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think Steven will campaign way more than she will, which might actually work in her favor as someone who. Pretends to be sort of impartial,
aloof.
But really
yes.
has her boyfriend in her corner.
And let's make this clear, Steven. You are not nominated for Miss Survivor. It's Courtney. Just to make it clear.
But by proxy, that he would be Mr. Survivor.
He would be Mr. Survivor.
The unofficial Mr. Survivor.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole nother podcast.
Through marriage. Yes.
Well, they're not married.
Through.
It's living in sin, Mr. Survivor.
Through living in sin. Yes. Okay. This is very good. I'm very excited
about
all
this. I'm totally loving this.
Very excited about all of this. So, Parvati, Jenna Maraska, Amanda Kimmel, and Courtney Yates.
Courtney Yates.
Oh, I think we need to have the debate now.
Blammo.
We need to have the debate.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that would be pretty amazing.
Yes.
All right.
Let's get the last one.
There is only one person left to be named. to the finals of Miss Survivor. And this is very exciting. And Kaz,
drumroll, please.
Yes, I'm on pins and needles.
Well, you guys said that Courtney Yates might be the only person who had a former Survivor in their corner. And you're probably right, but this fifth candidate will have a Survivor fan in her corner. Person who came in number one on my ballot, Andrea Belke.
All right, Andrea.
So, Belke makes – and congratulations, Andrea, the most new school member of the final five. Congratulations. I'm very excited for Miss Belke.
All three of my endorsements made the list.
Yes. So the Nicole endorsement did carry a lot of weight.
Yes. So who will I endorse?
Now, Andrea also campaigned for this quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Did she campaign
herself?
I don't
think she campaigned quite a bit.
Yeah.
I don't even know if she really campaigned. I don't think she
She ran a very subtle campaign.
Yes. Yeah. She had a very... A very well-run grassroots movement.
Yes.
And she had a lot of people in her corner.
Andrea's got a lot of fans.
And she has recency on her side.
Right.
More than everybody else here.
Mm-hmm.
So, congratulations. Good job by Andrea.
Yes. So should we go through the checklist?
Go through the checklist. Here we go. Let's start off with aesthetically pleasing.
She's hot to trot.
Hot yes.
To trot. What are you, 100? Ambassador of the game.
Absolutely.
She does write a bloggy blog.
A bloggy blog.
And she did rank people with Gordon Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what about a Survivor resume?
I think it's getting there. I
she
think we're maybe in the process of it.
We're in the process of it.
I think she's played once. I think we're going to see her again. And I think she's a potential winner in the future.
Well... A potential winner. Cause, get a hold of yourself.
Oh, come on, Rob. She's a good player.
Slow down. This is like the opposite of Amanda Kimmel. Yeah, she's good. But not only are you putting her back on the show, you're saying she's winning. She won the second show already.
She's already won it. Yeah, maybe even the third
show.
She's
won it up by a landslide.
By a landslide. Yes. So, I don't want to take anything away from Andrea. But... She is, if we're going to...
She's very promising.
If a promising youngster.
Yes.
If we're going to compare the Survivor resumes of the five finalists, she is the only one on this list without a finals appearance.
Okay. She came close.
And, amazingly, she has been... she is tied in her one appearance...
Mm-hmm.
For being voted out the most out of this group. Amazingly.
Out of all of their appearances.
Each of them, at the most, was only voted out once.
Right.
Which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And she's tied for the most times being voted out. Actually, no. I'm sorry. She has been voted out more than... She got voted out twice.
She's tied.
She has been voted out more than any of these other people.
Mm-hmm.
And she's only played
so
once.
So that's something.
Yes.
That's something to go with.
That's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it speaks negatively of her, but more to the Survivor resume to this point of the other four finalists.
Right. And she's island hot.
Yes. Now, Kaz, you didn't fix the vote right to make your beloved Andrea win, right?
I wish I could say I did, but no, she actually did get legitimate votes, which makes me very happy. I think she's got a real chance to win this thing. I think, a good debate and some serious campaigning by me and a few other people can't hurt. I hope she wins.
Now, Kaz, I will ask that you refrain from openly campaigning, because I think that would be a little bit of a gray area for me to be able to defend
being
this.
The vote counter.
That our vote counter is openly campaigning for one of the contestants and it also has vitriol for another one of the finalists.
Fair enough. This will be my final campaign then.
Okay, please. We need you to stay neutral throughout this, and then you can celebrate the win after the fact.
Should Andrea win?
Should it happen?
Mm-hmm.
Or at least I can celebrate Amanda's loss if she loses, right?
Yes.
I'll start celebrating now.
I will have to say, if Amanda wins, this contest will have great credibility.
I'm quitting.
If Amanda wins, I might have to re-rig the vote.
No. I don't say re-rig, because that makes it sound like you've already rigged.
Rig the vote.
Yes.
Get it together.
Oh, my goodness. So this is very...
Andrea,
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. So we have our final five: Parvati, Jenna, Amanda Kimmel, Courtney Yates, Andrea Belkey. Congratulations, ladies. One of you will be crowned Miss Survivor.
Oh.
Very exciting.
Winner gets the sash, the crown, the roses, and a song by Sash.
Well, we came up with the idea of doing of having Sash serenade them in place of a sash, but if we're actually going to get a sash...
I wish Sash can sash them.
Sash could sash them. Yes. But
I think the better part would be for him to be playing online poker while he's giving them the trophy.
Yes.
Oh, the girls are getting naked across the hallway.
We have an update.
We have to pause the podcast.
We have an update from our neighbor across the way who is in the process of changing.
I'm seeing some major butt crack right now. Oh my gosh, she's taking her underwear off.
Oh boy, Nicole.
Can we switch this over to Rob as a web show then?
Focus, Nicole.
I can't when there is a huge ass across the hall.
Oh, huge. At least you didn't say across the desk.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about we have our final five, and Nicole, you're gonna have to stay with us and try not to make eye contact.
Pink pants.
Okay, Nicole, try not to make eye contact.
Can I wave?
You're gonna ruin it for everybody.
Sorry, focus.
All right, so Kaz, we have our final five. Who was on the outside looking in?
Well, if we want to do the top 10, we can kind of go backwards through there if you'd like and find out the five women who just missed out on this.
I would love nothing more.
So coming in at number 10 is a woman who's been a guest on this podcast multiple times, Erin Lobdell.
Wow.
Oh, just missed it.
Did she campaign?
No, she did not.
I think a little campaigning
from
ELO, mm-hmm. ELO Green. I think that would have really helped her case, but you know, maybe she was on a high horse, maybe she wasn't paying attention,
or maybe she was busy.
That was costly.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, Erin. I think she would have had a good shot.
Better luck next year.
Sorry.
And next.
Well, if we want to do coming in at number 9, another person who's been a guest on this podcast, Eliza Orlands.
Oh, she would have been great for the debate.
I really think that her time in Africa during the campaign.
Yes.
You know, the time leading up to the campaign, then she was under the weather, and I think it really would have helped her. If she was feeling 100% after her trip.
She would have campaigned, yeah.
She would have run an effective campaign. And it's really going to come down to now these other people who are not in the campaign, who will they support?
Who will they endorse?
That's what it's really, you know?
I think it's going to be tough for Eliza to make a decision.
You have somebody
here.
Like Eliza, who has a few friends here in this competition.
Most of her friends are in the competition.
Yes. So it's really going to come down to this is going to be an important surrogate.
Yeah. Who does
who
Eliza like
will
more?
Eliza support in the competition?
Yeah.
Who will Erin Lobdell support?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If you had to guess, I think Eliza will stay neutral. I don't think she will support a candidate.
I think that she's going to favor one or two more than the others.
Okay, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
I think she'll definitely be favoring Parvati. I'll just say it right now.
Oh,
possibly.
Sucking kneecaps potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number 8.
Number 8 is a woman who was on the show a few seasons ago. Very beautiful, Brenda Lowe.
Oh,
wow. I feel like that was higher than I would have thought she would have come in.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like as good as she was during her season, I feel like she's faded from our memory a bit.
Not a good tweeter.
Not a good tweeter and has not been a good ambassador of the show so far.
Oops. Sorry, Brenda.
And specifically...
You're not a player.
She has not been scrambling...
Brenda doesn't scramble as
she ought to.
Brenda
she did not
scramble.
Campaign for this,
mm-hmm.
And she has not been in our memory.
Yeah, we forgot.
We have very short memory.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like her coming in at number 8. You know, if we decide to do this next year with some campaigning, the fact that she's number 8 without any at all or anybody remembering her is pretty darn good. She could certainly crack the top 5 next year.
I certainly think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, number 7.
Number 7 is a former finalist and a fan favorite, Stephanie LaGrossa.
Oh,
get
really?
Out.
Wow.
Get
that is
out.
Very surprising
yeah.
to me. That Stephanie LaGrossa, who did not campaign,
uh-huh.
Did not run a campaign. And I feel like You know, you have all the Stefami stuff. She did not have a long tenure on the Heroes versus Villains.
Right.
So I'm very surprised to see Stephanie come in this high on the list.
Yes, I am too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would not have expected her.
I didn't expect her to have so many fans. I'm certainly not one. I was kind of surprised. I know, Rob, you're not, simply because she's married to a Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't help.
Mm-hmm.
But Heidi? I'm very surprised she finished this high.
Yes. Yeah, although I do look forward to one day potentially seeing Heidi or Stephanie on Baseball Wives. And I will watch
that. Oh, definitely.
That. Yes. I'm very excited for that.
Well, it might be tough to be Baseball Wives with the guy she's married to, who might be out of the league in about 3 months.
Have you seen the people that are on Baseball Wives?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
They're not exactly this isn't exactly Minka Kelly married to Derek Jeter.
It's not the All-Star League, yeah. So Baseball Wives.
Yeah. All right. And now this is the tough one. This is the greatest woman never to be nominated for Miss Survivor. This is the tough spot that you don't want to be.
Number six.
On the outside looking in.
And I bet the number six is really pissed that Amanda Kimmel took their spot.
Yes, and this person campaigned quite heavily from what I saw.
Oh, really?
So much so that I almost feel like there might have been some controversy with some of these ballots.
I think I know who it is.
To give a quick recap of what happened, so I get these ballots. They have an email address and an IP address. And for the most part, people like, Parvati, Jenna, Amanda, Courtney, and Andrea, who were on a good number of the ballots, they were all spread out, whether it was first or fifth. They were on a lot of ballots. This person was fifth, first place on almost every ballot I received. I felt like people were maybe changing computers to switch their IP address or something. So I feel like this person might have stuffed the ballot, and it is Jessica Sugar Kuiper.
Now, to be fair,
I thought it was someone else.
I would not think that Sugar is stuffing ballot boxes and changing IP addresses.
Yeah,
I don't believe she is. I was just surprised to see immediately after her campaign on Twitter, I immediately saw a bunch of Sugar at First ballots come in, one after the other, from different IP addresses. I don't know why. I mean, I don't mean
well,
to...
Well, if she tweeted it, then, I mean, that could make sense.
She's got a lot of fans.
That's true. And I, like I said, I don't mean to say that I think she cheated or anything like that. I was just very surprised, and I would say it made me consider looking into it a little bit more. But ultimately, I did not see anything wrong with it. She is number six.
I'm okay. Disappointed because I feel like Sugar would definitely... have mixed things up.
I think Sugar should be in Amanda Kimmel's spot.
If Amanda Kimmel declines...
Because I don't think Amanda's going to come on the show.
Kaz, am I a flip-flopper if I change my ruling here?
I think, it can't hurt the contest to, if Amanda declines, have Sugar in there in the fifth spot.
Okay. So
should we do it?
I say we do it. Maybe this is going to be a controversial decision, but I'm going to stand by it.
I think it's the best decision.
If Amanda Kimmel declines, then I am willing to make a full final five, and we will extend the nomination to Sugar.
Okay.
I like the campaigning. I liked what she was doing on Twitter.
She was very eager. She was an eager little beaver.
Yes. I don't think that there was foul play. I think that if she's tweeting, that makes sense that there's a lot of first place
right.
votes for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's been far more of an ambassador than Amanda.
Yes. See, when you said that there was cheating and some manipulation of the votes, I thought it was going to be Michaela.
Oh, I love Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
Without getting into that too much, I'll say she was the other person I had consideration for as a possible... ballot stuffer.
See, I knew it.
Well, have it on record, listen, Miss Survivors, there is no stuffing anything in this competition from here on out.
Unless it's saline.
No stuffing. Everything is, we want everything authentic. No stuffing anymore. Oh my goodness. This is, there's so much going on here with Miss Survivor.
This is fantastic.
There's intrigue.
Mm-hmm.
There's debate, there's controversy, there's corruption. What have we wrought onto the world? This Miss Survivor competition.
It's glorious.
And we need Donald Trump in here to get it all straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's the next step.
Okay.
Here's what we do from here. We have to contact the winners or the nominees.
Uh-huh. And how are we going to contact them?
Let them know. So should we let this go out into the world or should we contact them?
No, let's contact them first. And then when we make our official announcement, then they could campaign.
Well, why do we contact them? Shouldn't they have to be on pins and needles?
Well, I guess during the Golden Globe nominations, or yes, the Oscars, they find out what
them,
we do.
Let them, they have to listen to the podcast. They have to, I'm sure that what will happen is all the nominees on Twitter, there will be a lot of buzz about this. They will be contacted by the Twitterverse mm-hmm. about all of this. And I will do my best. I will try. The first thing that I have to do is try to contact Amanda Kimmel. And we will make an official ruling
right.
on Amanda Kimmel. And then we will contact.
So Sugar is really going to be on pins and needles.
Yes. And I will. Be happy to contact Sugar and explain this ruling to her as well.
Uh-huh.
And let everybody know what's going on here.
Uh-huh.
But drama and intrigue to ensue.
And who will get my official endorsement? Apparently it works. And what will you do for it?
What is this, the end of Big Brother? And then who will use the power of veto? And will it be used to save Sugar or Amanda Kimmel? Find
Text
out.
Text one for Amanda, yeah. Two for Parvati.
Yeah. So this is going to be huge.
This is huge.
Now, can we set a rough odds here on the chances of Amanda accepting the invite? What would you guys think it is?
I don't know.
Well, we'll have to see.
And I know I'm going to get in trouble from all the people who love Amanda with all my Amanda hate. But I don't hate Amanda. I don't think she's going
to
accept.
I don't have any animosity right. towards Amanda. I'm pretty indifferent to Amanda.
Right. We don't know Amanda.
We don't know her.
Right.
Yeah. So this is going to be a lot of drama to follow. So we have to see. Step one, I have to get a hold of Amanda Kimmel.
Yes, this is amazeballs.
This is amazing. And we'll have to see. And if she says no, I'll still ask her if she wants to podcast with us.
But Amanda feeling, Kimmel?
Yes.
She's talking to her pet lion.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because that's what it says on her Twitter.
Oh. So we will see what will happen with Amanda. So the schedule is going to be to follow. We'll have to see if the contestants are willing to accept the debate.
Mm-hmm.
We will set up a time and place for the debate. It will be on, we will do it on Rob Has a Web Show. I think we can have mm-hmm. six cameras up at once. So we can have us and then all of the contestants on the same screen at the same time.
Yes. And so, then can I host the bikini contest in a bikini?
I don't think, we'll have to see if I will have a questionnaire. And
or
that,
do you want to wear the bikini?
No. And this is what the questionnaire will, question one. Okay. Will you accept the nomination for Miss Survivor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's question one.
If yes, skip to question two.
Okay. If yes, skip to question two. If no, thank you. Have a nice day.
F you.
Number two. Are you willing to appear, be interviewed mm-hmm. for Miss Survivor? Question number three, are you willing to have a debate against the other candidates? Now, mm-hmm. I had said that the winner of the debate, to entice these women to have the debate, the winner of the debate should get 50 votes or 100
votes.
I said 100 votes.
That's a lot of points.
I know. I feel like I don't want to put a stigma on it. What do you think, Kaz?
You know, I think it's a good idea. I think it puts some intrigue into the debate. I would suggest maybe doing a percentage instead of a number of votes, because I don't know. I mean, if we get 1,500 votes for this, who knows how many we'll get for the top five.
But 100 points, that's a lot of points, right?
Definitely. I'll say, here, let me double check just to make sure, but I'll say that pretty much all of the top five were within about 250 points of each other.
Wow, so that's, this is wide open.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think 100 is too much.
100 is too much? Okay, so let's see. If they're willing to accept the debate,
mm-hmm.
Then I feel like, if we do this debate and there's 50 points to the winner of the debate, but how do we decide the winner? In the chat room?
We were going to have a panel.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yes, Gordon Holmes. I'm sure Dalton Ross would like to get involved.
Yes. Okay. So, all right. So I will float the debate idea out there. Again, we'll have to see if the women accept the debate. And then we will say, I would like the interviews to be video interviews. And we'll say, you wear what you want to wear. It's
You'll get more points if you're in a bikini.
Yeah, you will. Well, it will definitely improve your chances with the judges.
Yes.
Yes. And then we go from there. 1, 2, 3. And then we will do our voting the week before Survivor starts. Uh-huh. And then we have to figure out a night to have the Miss Survivor, when we crown a Miss Survivor.
Yes.
And just off the top of my head, I was thinking the Monday before Survivor starts. No, that's no good.
All right, we have to check it out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
My mom is going to visit at some point right around that time. So we got to figure out all the logistics.
Right.
TMI?
You still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm coughing up a lung over here as I'm on mute.
Okay. Yes.
Well, thank you for muting.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, Kaz. So, excellent work once again.
Yeah, I gotta say it's always a blast. The counting ballots, it could not be any more mind-numbing. But coming on the podcast is a blast. It was very exciting getting to talk to Nicole for the first time.
Yes,
big fan.
It's our first.
I hope I can continue being your vote counter in the future.
You are our official vote counter. I think for the finals, we may. I have a different plugin that I'm going to use that I think has a bit more security that will block people after one vote on the IP address. So I think we may just have an automated system, but I definitely would love to have you on board as my consultant on all voting things for the rest of this competition.
Absolutely. I'd love to do it.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. So, Kaz, thank you very much. Kaz, will you be joining us tomorrow night for the first ever video edition of Rob Has a Love Cast?
Rob Has a Love Cast.
I may have a few drinks in me at that point, so we'll see.
So will we.
I will try to make it.
I was also told on Facebook Eric Stein may be joining us.
Well, now you're really making me want to show up.
Yeah.
Big Eric Stein.
That's going to be interesting.
Yes, we'll see. He said he'll try to be there, but I think that might
I hope he doesn't try to zing us.
Yeah. That, he said he'll try to be there. That might be code for He's not showing up. Yeah. But we will have some drinks.
Yeah.
And that will be at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. But we're talking about love and dating advice. So maybe if any of these Miss Survivor contestants, they have a question, we're happy to give them some advice. But
or
they
maybe
probably
they
want to
give
any
some advice.
Oh, that would, yeah. It would, this would now be a good time to start the sucking of the kneecaps to the Rob Has a Podcast
yes.
fan base, Miss Survivor nominees.
Mm, yes.
And alternate.
Mm-hmm. An alternate.
That's it. All right. So, Kaz, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kaz.
And if any of the Miss Survivors are looking for a place to pick up a swimsuit or anything of the like, Amazon.com is the great place to go. If you go through, Rob has a website. It is a great way to support everything that we have going on here and help us to buy better props for the Miss Survivor finals.
But please, for the love of our contest, do not buy a bathing suit at Amazon.com.
Why? Nicole, you're not helping the read again.
No, you can't buy a bathing suit on Amazon.com.
Why not?
You can't buy a good one.
Nicole, this is so not good.
I'm looking out for the contestants.
Nobody was actually going to buy a bathing suit on Amazon.com.
You never know.
Okay. Thanks. And hopefully nobody from Amazon.com had a horse in the race.
Yeah, go to VictoriaSecrets.com.
Yeah, thank you, Nicole. Kaz, thank you.
Thank you, guys. I really had fun.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Feel better, buddy, and we'll see you guys on Friday night for Rob Has a Love Cast. Congratulations, Miss Survivor nominees. Nothing, Nicole?
I got nothing for you.